little more about how it's making you feel as an executive director, making an impact here with this organization, helping out so many, not just Indigenous families, everybody here in this community here in Rocky Mountain?
Well, I love the Friendship Center movement as a whole. That legacy across Canada is massive. We have 121 Friendship Centers, so it's one of the largest Indigenous civil agencies. And in terms of Rocky Mountain House, it's just incredible to be a part of such an amazing community that is there for their people, no matter where they come from. And I'm very honored to call this place home. We offer key Indigenous-based activities. So we have our Legacy Youth Program that serves our local youth and provides leadership and mentorship, as well as access to cultural services such as elders and ceremony, all those amazing things. We have Weaving Wet'suwet'en, which is our students for learning program, and it's an incredible. Dominic Kill does an amazing job in the school district and really providing that Indigenous lens. That's so necessary for our young people. We have our community adult literacy program that has been here for a million years. And that's really just helping support our most vulnerable adults, access key services, IDs, all those things that somebody would need to be self-sustaining. We also have our I Am a Kind Man program, which is really rooted and focused on supporting men who've experienced or perpetrated domestic violence. So it's really critical for that land-based wellness and that those Indigenous teachings to be ingrained in helping our men, because there isn't a lot of services out there. And then another really good program we have is actually Four Elements, and it's usually for men specifically, but sometimes we branch that out to women and families. And again, that's around mental health, trauma recovery, really digging deep into our roots and our knowledge and within ourselves to be healed and well for our communities. And also, we have another legacy program, the Aboriginal Head Start, which has been in our community for 29 years. And this is serving our little friends, ages, you know, 3, and creates that space for Indigenous knowledge to really be that base for really building their cultural identity. We really go back to our roots, and I'm very proud of our Friendship Center here in Rocky Mountain House to be holding our Indigenous people up.
Tell me a little more about future up and coming community events happening here with the organization.
Weaving Wet'suwet'en is working on a special project with the Wild Rose School District in regards to supporting families through the holidays. Our Head Start program will be celebrating its 30 years coming up in the next year, so we're very excited for that. That's what we have coming up. And in the new year, we have a very special project regarding our Head Start, but I can't say anything yet. And our little friends are going to have a beautiful space to learn and be inspired.
For more information, where can our audience connect with you more?
On our Facebook or our Instagram. I know we have Legacy Youth Programming too, and we also have our website at asokowin.ca.